Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend. We are making our way through the hot part of summer, but the great news is better weather isn't that far off.
Right.
This is the time of year when normally we would be at a variety of outdoor and hunting shows across the Lone Star State, but we know that we can't gather, you know.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So we're bringing you some of the best from exhibitors and great folks that we work with. And on today's show, we're going to be taking care of wildlife, deer herd, and other agriculturally oriented projects.
That's a big word.
Almost didn't get it out. Justin Spear, Spear Ag over in Uvalde, is going to be joining us. We're going to be talking about planting. We're going to talk about their FeederMax lineup, talk about fortified cottonseed. Let me tell you what, hottest thing going for deer with those two different blends they've got. Plus, we've got the outdoor report, our best bets, and we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road. So, big show headed your way. So, stick around and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit HFOTUSA.org.
Fish on! Sign up for the CCA Star Fishing Tournament. You could spend all summer casting for a chance to win over $1 million in scholarships and prizes. Reel in a new boat and truck when you catch a tagged redfish. Or wet a line for 12 other divisions to win big prizes. From sponsors like Texas Ford Dealers, Tilson Homes, and Capital Farm Credit, Academy Sports and Outdoors, Haney Boats, and Mercury Marine. Enter at startournament.org. Sign up now.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And again, weather's hot, but we're counting the days down to hunting seasons. And I'm ready. I am absolutely ready for the fall and the hunting that will start, that will resume. It always continues.
Well, we always have some of it. Always have some of it.
But the traditional regulated fall winter seasons with dove. Got the early teal season coming up.
And license buying?
That should be around August 15. Haven't seen an exact date.
Usually is.
Yeah, but usually it is. Yeah. So why change when all things are working? Speaking of the outdoors and doing things for the outdoors, a couple of weeks ago you mentioned on the news segment about a bill that made it through the House and Senate, but then we needed President Trump's signature?
He signed it.
He did, didn't he?
Signed it this week. Yep, yep. He signed the Great American Outdoors Act into law, signaling the final victory in a decades-long campaign to fully fund the Land and Water Conservation Fund. The importance of this moment cannot be understated. We're here because the outdoorsmen and the women work relentlessly to convince our lawmakers that America's public lands need our support. In June, the Senate passed the bill 73-25, and the House followed last week with a stunning 310-107 vote, signaling that our public lands and waters remain the best way to unite our country. Now, LWCF will receive its full $900 million annually, and our federal management agencies will finally receive critical funding to address crippling maintenance backlogs. But, of course, then there's the idiots in California. And the California State Assembly voted again to harm African communities and wildlife by, yes, the elected officials, their state assembly's Water Parks and Wildlife Committee approved SB 1175, a bill that will ban the possession and importation of 13 species of African game animals. And in doing so, the committee willfully ignores the overwhelming scientific evidence that confirms that legal regulated hunting is an irreplaceable component of any effective African wildlife conservation plan. And representatives of all kinds of African organizations, all kinds of African governments, not just like safari clubs and stuff like that, yeah, but I mean representatives of all these countries going, you're killing us with this.
Sure.
You know, the loss of income. And the loss of the monies to conserve the wildlife. They just don't get it.
No, they really don't. And after decades of trying to, you know, trying to prop up some of these species mm-hmm. and counter poaching
right.
That takes place over there.
It ain't the hunters, friends. The hunters are bringing
not.
The money.
It really isn't.
The Cecil Act, by the way.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
You're right. They yep. don't. They don't get.
They
it.
Don't get it.
Got yeah. anything else for us on an international or national scene?
I don't want world peace.
No.
A good friend of mine, though. In fact, I read you a nice email earlier that I got from him. Has become the new CEO, prez of Ford Motor Company, Jim Farley.
Right.
And I've known Jim for years. You know, and I just, you know, the guy's got to be busy. I mean, it was announced a couple of days ago, but I thought, well, you know, I'll just drop him an email.
Sure.
Just congratulations, Jim. Right. And I get, you know, a short time later, a really nice note back from him, and that was very cool.
You know, those are some of the great traits of
yeah.
excellent leaders.
Well, you know, and it's still very much, you know, the family company, too, because Bill Ford is still the executive CEO.
Right.
You know, and the Ford family are all, so many of them are involved in the company. And, I mean, real jobs. Mm-hmm. You know, my funniest story, when I met Henry Ford III one time, and we're at a dinner party, and I maybe had a couple of cocktails, you know. Nice-looking young kid, you know, and I had two questions for him. And I'm sitting by his father, Edsel II. Wonderful man, you know, and Henry, I'm going, is it ever an embarrassment being named Henry Ford? He said, oh, yeah, you know, and I'm okay, and I think I had another drink. I looked at him right dead in the eye, and I said, you got a real job, right? And he said, oh, yeah, you know, he's done a lot of work in the company.
Right.
Really, it's a great family. It really is.
Anybody that has not yet seen the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Ford versus Ferrari.
I bought it.
Oh,
I bought it. I've seen it about six times now.
It is an excellent movie.
Wonderful, I mean, wonderful movie.
It really is.
I'll say it again, like you just did, Ford versus Ferrari. It is just wonderful and so well acted, so well
yeah.
done, so well written, and so much of it so true. It's a little theatrical.
Sure.
You know, but I had the great good fortune of knowing Carroll Shelby pretty well, and that shell, which you see on the screen, it really is. He was a head taller than Matt Damon, but that's okay. It doesn't matter.
Right.
Damon did a good job.
He did. All right. We got some other news for you here in the Lone Star State. Texas anglers and boaters are urged to help conserve threatened saltwater flats. This is something that has been ongoing, I want to say, 15 years now.
At least, I'm sure.
And when you're navigating these grass flats in the middle and lower coast, or anywhere there's grass, lift, drift, pole, and troll so that you avoid damage in seagrass.
Mm-hmm.
But, Harold, this is the interesting number. Compared to last year, the total Texas resident fishing license sales. Let me reread that.
Mm-hmm.
The total Texas resident fishing license sales are 27.2% higher.
Ah, okay.
As of the end of the June. Now, we talk about social distancing in the outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, hunting, fishing, what we love to do, you can social distance.
Right.
Smaller groups, individuals, or you know, in solitary places. Mm-hmm. On a boat, you know, I don't care what size boat, you're going to be 6 feet away. You know, you can do things.
Well, also, if there's two of you in the house, then in the car, and then in the boat.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. But more and more people are moving to they're gravitating the outdoors. Mm-hmm. These little screens on your smartphone, mm-hmm. Even kids are getting tired.
Yes.
They're wanting something else to do.
Correct.
And so, folks.
And something new, too. That's the situation, too. If you haven't been doing it, now's a chance to do it. Take
well,
it up.
You always make a suggestion when we get into one of these mentoring conversations, mm-hmm. Either in the magazine or on the air, and you talk about that. Make something happen, a positive gratification.
Right, correct.
Not just necessarily punching paper, mm-hmm. but break a clay target, even if it's on correct. The ground, you know,
yeah.
so that they can see the impact.
Bounce a tin can.
Yeah, sure. Move a tin can around.
And go fishing where there's fish, you know, and that's the, once they catch that first one, they're hooked.
Oh, without question.
Wait, did I say that right? Yeah, I guess I did say that right.
Well, and then you know what? Then you might be able to gravitate. To where you fish either some tournaments on one of our inland lakes mm-hmm. or head to the coast where you certainly want to be entered in the CCA Star Tournament.
Right.
And we got our weekly update
on
the tournament. We do.
Wow, so right here.
Yes.
Absolutely. And this is our favorite division, friends. This is the Star Kids Scholarship Division. Children ages 6 to 10. And they're vying for $50,000 college scholarships. That is plural. Not just one. They're going to split, but three of them. Absolutely ecstatic. And these kids are hanging on, too. Of course, like I said, the parents are the nervous ones, probably. But anyway, flounder leader still, Mason Blaylock, who is 10. It's a 5-pound, 11-ouncer. Sheephead leader still, Wyatt McKissick, age 8, 8-pound, 1-ounce. And the gaff top leader, Rowdy Hanks, who's 8, 6-pound, 12-ounce.
In the Academy Sports and Outdoors Star Team Scholarship Trout Division, ages 11 to 17, 6-pound minimum $25,000 scholarship up for grabs. Lily Larson, 16-year-old lady that leads the Upper Coast, 7 pounds, 14 ounces. New Mid-Coast leader,
ooh.
Nick Lachetz, age 17, 8 pounds, 13 ounces. And Samuel Carrizales, 16-year-old. Is our Lower Coast leader, 8 pounds, 2 ounces.
Okay, the Star Teen Scholarship Inshore Division. Flounder leader, 6-pound, 5-ounce, Curtis Wiedener, who is 14. None of these have changed, by the way, this week. Sheepshead leader, 6-pound, 5-ounce, Tristan Anderson, who is 16. Gaff top leader, 6-pound, 6-ounce, Nathan Carter, who is 14.
In the Adult Speckled Trout Division, no changes. Lee Wright is our Upper Coast leader, 8 pounds, 11 ounces. Justin Aguilar, with his 9-pound even trout, is our mid-coast leader. And John Gonzalez leads the lower coast, 10 pounds, 7 ounces.
Yeah, no changes on this lineup. Kingfish leader, still 57 pounds, 6 ounce, Clifford McCrimmon. Dorado, 34 pound, 2 ounce, Colby Jones. Ling, still the 70 pound, 3 ounce whopper from Reese Connor.
In the adult flounder division, William Casey Hicks leads 6 pound, 8 ounces. Sheepshead division leader remains Jerry Mills, 9 pounds even. And Michael Fesco is our gaff top leader, 8 pounds, 2 ounces.
Okay, the Texas Ford Dealers Redfish Division. These are the 60-tag redfish that are out there where you fish. They want you to catch them. And all of the Ford F-150 truck, boat, motor, trailer packages have been won. That's around $100,000 in each of those things. Jake Bozeman. Marilyn Monroe, I love this. She's 11. Her daddy don't get the truck. She gets scholarship money. There, Thomas Bossy, Bettina Mathis, and Jacob Goodwin. There are still 5 boat, motor, trailer packages out there to be won. So far, 5 winners, of course, have been declared. 12 tag redfish have been caught. 7 people are in group therapy.
Wow. Okay. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got our best bets. Outdoor report, and yes, we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road. So y'all come on back with us.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab.
in your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck, 43 years running, is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, the trucks you need, trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 43 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 43 years, Ford F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that is proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. When it comes time to invest in these hunting tools, the professionals at Third Coast Thermal will provide their analysis of products that will help assure a well-informed hunting investment is made. They carry top brands like Third Coast Thermal carrying Synox, the low-lux cameras in the Aurora Sport, Black Base, and Base model. They're moonlight-capable, which it really impresses both Harold and me. They will record in color in low-light situations.
Great.
They also have a good supply of Thermion scopes and Helion binoculars. Third Coast Thermal has satisfied customers all across the United States and will ship to your location for free.
Ooh.
For more information, visit thirdcoastthermal.com or give them a call at 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574.
Okay, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal Fishing and Hunting Times this weekend. Saturday's rated as fair. This Sunday and Monday slipped to poor, but Tuesday is another fair day. Wednesday climbs up to good, with Thursday slipping back to fair. Friday's another good one. Next weekend, both Saturday and Sunday are our two best days for the week. This weekend, look for game to be most active from mid-afternoon until well into the evening hours after sunset. On Monday and Tuesday, a major time shift occurs for this major feeding period of the day, with game beginning to feed from well before sunrise until mid-morning. On Wednesday and Thursday, times will have continued to adjust, so look for this feeding period to begin either side of sunrise, continue until just before the noon hour. Friday, as well as the next Saturday and Sunday, we'll see this most active period occur from mid-morning until early to mid-afternoon. On Tuesday, August the 11th, the moon will enter its last quarter phase. On the coast, this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, have a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Monday is a three tide day with two low tides and just one high. Tuesday has a double tide schedule. Wednesday through next Sunday is a string of days with a single tide schedule of one high, one low each day.
All right, on the coast, Calcasieu, Sabine Lake, Lake, both places got some fresh water, but fishing remains pretty good, particularly on the lower end of both of those estuaries. Shrimp are working, and fishing's just really improving. In Sabine, I know that they've got redfish that are working out in the middle of the lake. East Galveston Bay, the action has been good along the shorelines and around the jetties for those that are working their way out to the Galveston jetties. In Freeport, the jetties are also active with fishing. Redfish and speckled trout have been good along the shorelines and are good on shrimp. West Matagorda, sand and grass shorelines have been holding trout, but plenty of redfish. Port Aransas, redfish have been good on shrimp under a popping cork. Baffin Bay, after the sun has been up for a few hours, the report says the trout have been moving into deeper water, about 3 to 4 foot deep. Schools of redfish are appearing in the morning when there's a light wind along shallow shorelines in some of the spoil islands. Port Mansfield, things are up and operational. We mentioned that Getaway Lodge is back, and they're putting people on some great fish. Need to concentrate in the deeper water for speckled trout and redfish. During the heat of the day, red snapper fishing in state waters is still excellent now that the federal waters are closed. And finally, out of Port Isabel, speckled trout are going to be in the shallow water near vegetation, or best on shrimp under a popping cork. Redfish, look for them in the deeper waters or along the channel edges, and use shrimp or soft plastics.
Well, we've got a big good report from East Texas. Caddo. Largemouth bass are good in shallow water near trees and vegetation. Fishing plastic craws, crankbait, skirted jigs, and Texas rigged plastic worms are productive in deeper water near timber and vegetation lines in 8 to 12 feet. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs near brush piles and timber in 14 to 25 feet. Conroe. Black bass are good fishing deep structures. Moorings are a bit shallower, but still below 10 feet. Minnows, shad, imitators, night crawlers, rigged soft plastic worms continue to excel. Fork. Largemouth bass are good on blue fleck, purple, and dark green plastic worms, diving crankbaits, bladed jigs, and chatterbaits near standing timber, points, and humps in 14 to 28 feet. Lake of the Pines. Largemouth bass are good on flukes, plastic grubs, bladed spinners, Texas rig worms in 16 to 25 feet. Crappie are excellent on jigs and minnows in the standing timber areas along the creek channels and brush piles in 12 to 20 feet. Livingston. Striped bass are fair, chasing schools of baitfish, mostly mid-lake, with some surface activity. Crappie are good on jigs in shady covered water. Nagenich. Largemouth bass are staying good fishing cooler water, mainly above structures with crankbaits, spinners, and plastic worms. Sam Rayburn. Largemouth bass are good, still working early on an overcast day. Brush and drops below 12 feet are still productive on light-colored worms and jigs. Toledo Bend. Black bass are good with top waters between 2 and 8 feet until 10 a.m. Deep diving crankbaits between 15 and 20 feet till 4 p.m. And long casts with soft plastic worms reaching down to 28 feet. Tyler. Crappie are good on minnows in brush piles, structure, and timber. Catfish are excellent on punch bait and live bait. White bass are good in 25 to 40 feet on jigging spoons and slabs. Athens, a largemouth bass are good on crankbait, swimbait, spinners, root beer, and black-colored wacky rig plastic worms working on vegetation lines, brush piles, and standing timber. Belton, white bass are excellent on the main lake humps and drop-offs with soft plastic swimbaits, rooster tails, and slabs. Hybrid stripers are good with live bait in the main lake. Topwater plugs are effective with surfacing fish. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs over brush piles in 15 to 28 feet. Limestone. White bass are good with slabs and live bait fishing drop-offs and humps in the main lake in 20 to 30 feet. Crappie are good on minnows around brush piles and submerged timber. Catfish are good on cut bait, live bait. Flatheads are more consistent with live bait. Palestine. Largemouth bass are good working plum or root beer-colored Texas rig brush hogs. Shad-like swim baits and deep-running crankbaits. Crappie are good on minnows around bridges and timber in 15 to 25 feet. Richland Chambers. Largemouth bass are good on chatterbaits, flukes, tubes, and jerkbaits, fishing 15 to 30 feet near submerged vegetation, bridges, and drop-offs. Somerville. White bass and hybrids are good with slabs and jigging spoons in 25 to 35 feet on main lake drop-offs, flats, and humps. Crappie are good on minnows and brush piles and standing timber in 14 to 28 feet. Stillhouse. Black bass are good on flukes, diving crankbaits, Carolina rig soft plastic worms, working vegetation, edges, brush piles, rock bluffs, and submerged timber. Tawakoni. Catfish are excellent on punch bait, earthworms, and cut shad in 13 to 28 feet. Texoma. Striped bass and white bass are good on live bait and topwater baits when fish are near the surface. Largemouth bass are good fishing skirted jigs, Texas rig plastic creatures, chatterbaits, and crankbaits in 14 to 24 feet, and I'm going to take an oxygen break.
That's a full report that you've given, but there is more. Heading to South Texas, out Del Rio Way, we're on Amistad Reservoir. Bass remain good with topwater baits, making it worth you getting up early.
Yeah.
Fishing flooded vegetation and timber. If you fish midday to the afternoons, you need to change over to square bill crankbaits, Carolina and Texas rig worms, and focus on rocky drops and, or over the brush. Falcon, bass are best over brush piles deep. Fishing large boulders in murky water, crappie are good working timber and moving shallower, especially on the western banks, using minnows. Brownwood, white bass are good on slabs and jigging spoons near humps, ledges, and points in the main lake. Catfish have been good on prepared or live bait in 10 to 20 foot of water. Allen Henry just continues to sizzle. Black bass are good in deep water most days and still over brush. Between 11 and 5 p.m., the best success has been between 12 and 18 feet. Coleman, hybrid stripers remain good, as they have all summer, on rattle traps. Just follow the leader of the bait fish for successful days.
There you go. Going to head to the Hill Country, but also want to do a shout-out to all of our friends in McCulloch County because they've been going through some really, really bad brush fires the last week or so.
Really?
So you be careful out there.
Absolutely.
Okay, Lake Buchanan, water slightly stained. I don't care about that. Striped bass are good with live bait, jigging spoons, and slabs. White bass are good on slabs when fishing deeper water. Look for diving birds early or late in the day to mark feeding schools. Crappie are good on minnows in 16 to 28 feet fishing timber and the brush piles, LBJ. Crappie are good on minnows around brush piles, timber, and docks. White bass are good over main lake points and humps in 20 to 35 feet with slabs and rooster tails, Travis. White bass are good with swim jigs and slabs, working the main lake points, drop-offs, and humps. Crappie are good on jigs in 15 to 25 feet near the docks, marinas, and deeper rock ledges. Catfish are good on earthworms and prepared baits in 15 to 25 feet. Waco. Largemouth bass are good on spinnerbaits, crankbaits, and jigs on main lake points, standing timber, creek channels, and drop-offs.
Every time you give a report on Waco,
yeah,
it makes me want to cut work, you know.
Like you used to cut school?
Right.
Right, okay.
Oh, the hunting scene. The cutdown, the countdown,
yeah, okay.
The cutdown.
Yeah.
The countdown continues for the opener of the 2020-2021 hunting seasons. We are now 3 weeks and a couple of days away from September 1. That means you better be out there practicing, or your buddies and friends are going to be giving you a bad time about the birds you miss, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The unofficial Axis Roar continues through the month of August and even beyond. Hunting has been phenomenal. If you've not done that, particularly on free-ranging animals, let me encourage you to do so. They are a challenge. And through August 31, South Zone Javelina season and the other open counties for squirrel continues. But then the neat thing is on September 1,
mm-hmm.
they start over again.
Oh.
Yeah. So you're getting all geared up. I mean, what do you do?
I got some paper.
Do you do this when you're on or off road?
No, I do this when I'm reading some of the facts from Mercedes because they send me this stuff in really small print.
Mm-hmm.
So you're asking me, and I'm also repairing jewelry.
Ah.
No, I've got this magnifying visor
okay.
that I need. I mean, my reading glasses don't work with this thing. Anyhow, but it ain't a plug-in, so you'll be happy. It is the 2020 Mercedes AMG, which means fast, 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 GLC 43 Coupe. Oh, my goodness. You talk about stylish. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful car. And performance, amazing. 385 horsepower, 384 pound-feet of torque. Their AMG speed shift, 9-speed transmission. Their dynamic select ride control. Just mind-blowing. Obviously, it's a beautiful car. Obviously, it is well-equipped. You know the interior is going to be super fine. I mean, I could run it down. Okay, yeah, leather. You know, it's got all that stuff. The optional goodies is what is cool with this, with the AMG thing. Because one person builds that engine, by the way, so it is signed, which I think is sort of neat. They have the AMG performance steering wheel, Napa, by the way, wrapped in Napa leather, 21-inch split-spoke wheels, the AMG performance exhaust system. That's so cool. It sounds great, and then you push a button, and it sounds even better. The heads-up display, the driver assistance package, which has got active distance assist, and lane keeping assist, backup assist, parking package assist, picket assist, their night package. Mind-blowing vehicle. 18 miles per gallon on the highway, 18 miles per gallon in the city, 24 on the highway. Gorgeous good looks. It's fun, fun, fun. Base is 63, which ain't bad at all, but this thing loaded to the gills was hitting 79. That's Olsen money, plus TT&L, of course. But just a blast to drive. Oh, boy, you want you a nice sedan. 2020 Mercedes AMG GLC 43 Coupe.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be taking care of wildlife and particularly our deer herd. Justin Spear, Spear Ag and Fortified Cottonseed. He's on his way.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word. And I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions.
You are the breakthrough. You the patients taking part in clinical trials. You the scientists doing next level research to beat cancer. You the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
The weather is warm, the winds have laid, and fishing across Texas is heating up. Whether it's fresh or saltwater fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal is your best source of timely tips, saloonier and tide tables, plus updates on patterns that'll keep you on fish. And even though it's prime time for fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal lets hunters know of off-season hunting opportunities, how to improve one's skills, plus ways to support and pass on our hunting and shooting heritage. These are a couple of reasons why since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you'll get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997. We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with vitamins and minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. We've been telling you all summer long. We've actually been telling you all year long. You need to have Fortified Cottonseed readily available for your deer. The bucks went through the rigors of the rut and recovered. Mama deer, they've got their doe, their fawns on the ground. They're producing milk. All this helps to replenish what is naturally being taken away from them during the stresses of different times of the year.
And the cycle's getting ready to start again.
And it is. You're right. It's not far off before that, you know. Those bucks are going to break up from the bachelor groups, and they're going to start butting heads with each other.
Oh, hello,
so, anyway, what you need to do is you need to go to fortifiedcottonseed.com or call 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122.
Well, I'm just thinking, I'm looking here at our guest coming up, and what we just did was that fall under crass commercialism?
No, honest. Honest commercialism.
They've been sponsored for quite a while.
They have.
Right, and thank you, Justin. We appreciate it.
Oh, I tell you what. A few weeks ago, I had fun having breakfast with Justin and his brother, Klein, in Uvalde. Love Uvalde.
Yeah.
We got lots of questions for you, Justin, so I hope you're ready for it today.
The whole Spear family.
Yeah.
Bring it on, I guess. Yeah. We'll answer them as fast as we can.
Well, let's start with Spear Ag. I mean, it's on the main drag going through Uvalde, and that's where all this started. Y'all are tagging the, having bagged cottonseed. I stopped in and saw the operation, picked up some supplies before a hunt. And let's talk about your service area, because you're really not restricted by distance, are you? Y'all will deliver to just about anywhere or anything.
Yes, sir. We'll deliver to any ranch anywhere in South Texas. Anybody needs it, whatever feeds they need. Obviously, the cottonseed, any deer proteins we carry, corn, wildlife blends, feeder max blends, whatever those that we want to do, anybody wants, we can deliver out. We're also actively setting up a dealer network across the state of Texas, carry some of our specialized proprietary products that we make.
Yeah, Justin, my place is in the hill country, so where can I get your stuff?
You know, in the hill country, go to Strutty's on I-10 or Kerrville Ranch up there through Kerrville Junction Warehouse. We're all along I-10, right around through there. We got 5 or 6 dealers in the Fredericksburg area, so
all right.
We got dealers all over that can supply, you know, or come to the main location in Uvalde.
Well, getting a little bit ahead, and we're not even opening and disclosing all that some of the products will do. We'll become specific, but let's talk about fortified cottonseed. I know it comes in bags. Is it also available in bulk capacity?
Right now, no. We can't do it in bulk. Just the way our manufacturing line set up, we can't get it out of the bulk line before it goes into a bag. But that is something we are working on to hopefully get done sometime in the next 12 months.
Gotcha. Okay. But saw something on a social media post that we shared on Texas Outdoors Journal Facebook page, and it was talking about the ingredients, and you all were suggesting to folks to compare what they're using to fortified cottonseed. Let's continue with that line of thinking. Let's talk about what makeup fortified cottonseed has.
You know, fortified is made up of all the chelated minerals, and to get the minerals that you need that are accessible to the deer or whatever animal you're feeding with them. You know, you go back, you start with the base cottonseed. You know, base cottonseed's 20% protein, 17% fat, you know, almost 30% in fiber. You cannot hardly get that high of a protein, or take that back, that high of a fat level in a pelleted feed. So when you start combining the protein and the crude fat, we've got a feed here that's all natural that you can't hardly make in a pelleted feed.
Yeah, Justin, you've got different blends on this too, don't you?
Yes, sir, we do. We've got the regular, just plain cottonseed. Then you get to fortified, which we have the red bag. It's suitable for all animals. It has no copper in it. But you get down to the whitetail blend, we've added copper to it. Copper has been proven to increase antler growth, and almost every one of your pelleted feeds have extremely high levels of copper in them. So we've started adding copper to the fortified blend for our whitetail blend.
Okay, what I find fascinating, before we have to take this break, but that raccoons and pigs don't mess with it, and I think that's just fabulous.
This cottonseed and the oils in the cottonseed do not work well with coons, pigs. They may come mess with it one time, but it's going to mess and tear their stomach up, and they may come play with it, but they are not going to eat it a second time.
That's good to know. Okay.
All right. Listen, there's more to this story, and there are more products that you all need to know about from Spear Ag and Fortified Cottonseed. So, Justin, if you would, hold on. Folks, you stick around as well, as we'll be right back right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
My name is Al Crisp, and I started working at Cotton Gin when I was 14 years old. In 1999, I bought Pumpkin Center Gin, and that's in Dawson County. Operating a gin in West Texas is difficult because we never know when the next windstorm, the next hailstorm's coming through. In the partnership with Capital Farm Credit, they actually see the farming end of it, and then they see the processing end of it. It's been a great deal working with Capital Farm Credit because they've been understanding.
Together, we're better. Find out why at CapitalFarmCredit.com.
We continue our conversation with Justin Spear, Spear Ag and Fortified Cottonseed. They got a couple of great websites. For Fortified Cottonseed, go to fortifiedcottonseed.com. For a complete product line from Spear Ag, go to Spear, S-P-E-E-R, ag.com. And we talked some about Fortified Cottonseed, but there's other things besides cottonseed, and you've got, I tell you what, when I stopped and got some Feeder Max, I was impressed with what all put in there. I mean, that's kind of like a universal wildlife blend that you all have, right?
Yes, sir, we do. It's it's got a pellet in it, it's got Milo in it, a little bit of sunflower. Feed your bird, feed your deer, increase that protein level when that spin test feeder goes off.
Well, somebody that maybe is feeding and wants to cover a cross section of the wildlife on their property, that besides the deer, maybe exotic animals, mm-hmm. but then you got some quail, maybe turkey, things of that nature that will be attracted to it, right?
Exactly. Feed those quail, feed the turkey every time that feeder goes off. Give them an extra little supplementation as well.
Well, on something like FeederMax, is that a product that you all are doing only in a bag version, or is there bulk available?
We do the Sendero blend and the Wildlife blend.
Okay.
We can do that in a bulk delivery to a ranch.
Okay. And when we're talking...
We have customers that have replaced strictly corn and putting the Sendero blend or the Wildlife blend out instead of corn through the season. So we deliver that bulk to the overhead bin on the ranch.
You've told me before... Explain the difference between the Sendero and the other blend.
The Sendero is just corn, milo, and a little bit of black oil sunflower. It tracks the quail, attracts the turkeys. Deer actually love black oil sunflowers, so that helps them attract them as well.
Okay.
The Wildlife blend is similar to the Sendero, but we add a 20% deer pellet to it as well.
Oh, okay.
And then we've got the candy corn that's got the peanuts in it. That's corn, peanuts, a little bit of black oil sunflower, and that's an attractant road feeder blend.
Wait a minute. It's called candy corn?
Candy corn.
Is it suitable for human consumption? I mean, you're talking about peanuts now, you know.
Well, we're going to put not suitable for human consumption all over that bag, you know. But that's your gamble.
That's right. Well, I like to tell people that on the 45 cottonseed, I like it with buttermilk. I mean, it's great.
Hey, let me hear how that works for you.
Oh.
You know, with the fortified cottonseed, too, you can get that now at any Tractor Supply across the state.
Oh.
If the Tractor Supply is not carrying it, go in and ask them for it, because it's in the Tractor Supply warehouses and getting pretty heavily distributed across the state right now.
Great.
This stuff is really important, folks, and want to make sure that you know how to get a hold of them. Again, fortifiedcottonseed.com is one website. For other things, spearag.com. And for I know that you're neck deep in horses and youth rodeo with your two girls, but y'all have all that tack, all that information, and I know you could probably provide some firsthand do's and don'ts, couldn't you?
Yes, sir, sure can. We've got a full tack line and a full equine supplement line at the feed store there, you know, rivals our wildlife line.
How about other livestock like cattle? Y'all have things specifically to help
yeah.
Go ahead.
We've got the liquid feeds. We've got which is mixed 30 for us. We carry all the protein tubs with IGRs in them. We've got cattle cubes, textured feeds, a full line of livestock feeds for cattle, deer, equine, whatever you want. We've even got them all in bulk.
Let me tell you, folks, on this hunt, and y'all have heard us talk about slow glow hunting lights
right.
Mounted on a T-post.
Yeah.
Going to be in the area, had to swing by a Spear Ag and got some T-post, got a T-post driver, you know, couldn't put my hands on mine. I don't know where it went.
Yeah.
But got one, and the folks really take care of you. Anything new that is in the pipeline or maybe a different way of approaching delivery or services to your clients, either through Spear Ag or on the fortified cottonseed line, Justin?
Well, like the fortified cottonseed line, it is all in Tractor Supply now, like I said a while ago.
Right.
We carry it there at the store. We do bulk deliveries to the stores, so your ranch from the store. Our local store as well does feeder fills and whatever kind of service you need, whether it be setting up deer blinds, setting up deer feeders, or just filling your overhead bins or your big protein feeders or corn feeders, we can do them all for you.
Folks, here's a suggestion. If you've got a feed store in your neighborhood, maybe you don't have a Tractor Supply close, and they're not carrying fortified, ought to suggest to them to contact Justin or Klein Spear at Spear Ag and get set up. Justin, for a phone number for folks to reach out to you all, give that to us, please, sir.
You know, you can call the store at 830-279-6156. Or 830-591-8036. We'll get you set up, figure out where your closest dealer would be if you're not here locally, D-Valdi or South Texas. Or let us know your dealer, and we'll go try to set up a dealer for you that will carry the FeederMax lines or the Fortified line, either one.
Outstanding. All right, listen, we're about to head into fall. Hopefully we'll get those good fall rains. Be a perfect time to start preparing the soil and putting in some food plots. How about seed for different types of food plots? Y'all carry some?
Yes, we carry those seeds. We've got the wheat, the oats, the common run-of-the-mill that you might want to plant. But if you want a blend of special seeds, whatever you want, we've got several suppliers that we can custom make those blends for you and get those out as well.
You know, I like that customer service aspect of, you know, if you don't have it and you got a blend that works or based on your soil conditions, things of that nature, the folks at Spear Ag can help you along. All right, once again, let me give you the website. These are really important for those that are good land stewards of not only the rangeland but also our wildlife. FortifiedCottonSeed.com, SpearAg.com. Justin, man, I appreciate you taking time to visit with us and further enlighten us with what all y'all have. Tell Klein I said hi, would you?
I will do it.
All right, our guest today, Justin Spear.
Thank you, Harold.
Thank you, Justin. Appreciate it. We'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News, friends, right after this.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause six types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12, and there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what do we got?
Well, of course, like I say, we're, distancing, friends. So a lot of those great groups that we belong to, like Ducks Unlimited, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, Safari Club International, on and on, aren't having the meetings. But it doesn't mean you can't still donate to them. You can't upgrade your memberships. Yes, you can. So be sure and do that. And, of course, remember, still time to sign up for the 2020 CCA Star Tournament running through September the 7th, okay? Go to one of those great events or go fishing in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 43 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Nothing is tougher than Ford's F-Series. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
This is Harold reminding you that it's time to get those fields and food plots planted, and the products you need come from Plot Spike Seed. I use Plot Spike at my place, and the deer love it. Now's the time to plant
Plot Spike Forage Oats, especially blended for forage. These oats produce an extremely high yield and a long growing season. Plot Spike Forage Oats can be planted in September for great grazing early in the season, and since they're more cold tolerant than other varieties, they usually last through the entire hunting season. University tests show Plot Spike Forage Oats are capable of producing over 10,000 pounds of nutritious forage per acre, and that's a lot of deer chow. Plot Spike Forage Oats and their other wildlife management products are available at feed and sporting goods stores and at Tractor Supply. You can learn about their full lineup of year-round products and order online at PlotSpike.com. Pure, premium, proven Plot Spike.
Plot Spike is available at Tractor Supply.
All right, I want to thank our guest today, good friend Justin Spear. Spear Ag, their website, spearag.com, or go to fortifiedcottonseed.com.
Good stuff.
Really is, you know, and very, very service-oriented and young team over there that just loves to share their knowledge and help folks any way they can.
And I know you want to try a bite of that that corn. What was that called?
The candy corn?
Candy corn, yeah. Yeah, I want to report on that, the candy. I love that. I love it. And there's a prize in every box, too, so that's great. Yeah. Anyway, good stuff, though, really is. Let me remind everybody, of course, check the website out, TexasOutdoorNews.com, because we archive all of our shows there. So you can go like, you know, they said something I was interested in. And then just go up there and click on, you know, listen to our show and scroll down to what you want. And there it is. Okay. And also, of course, you're up on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube, all kind of things like that. And those sites that have a like it. And that'll help build our crowd because, you know, we're all in this together. Remember, also, when you're out there in the field and you catch them doing it wrong, you know, you got to turn them in. Operation Game Thief, that's what it's there for, all right? 800-792-GAME, because we want to keep it, safe out there for everybody. So, do be careful. Get out there and enjoy this wonderful weather, and be safe out there in the field or on the water, so you can join us again next week, same time, maybe the same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.